A survey of 403 of New York's 697 districts, released Wednesday by the State School Boards Association and the State Association of School Business Officials, shows that many districts cut positions, reduced programs, and tapped reserve funds to ensure compliance with the 2% tax cap as they wrote their budgets for the 2012-2013 school year. Among the survey's findings, 30% will cut transportation. Voters in 9 of 16 school districts in the Lower Hudson Valley will be asked to approve separate propositions for districts to purchase school buses and vans. Wappinger Central has the largest proposition, asking voters to approve just over $2 million to purchase vehicles. District officials say a number of its large buses are aging, a combination of high mileage and rust. Wappinger School Board President Lori Java says some of the buses can't pass inspection.
Our proposed budget to the voters is $196,982,040. Our tax levy is 2.78%. It's still under the allowable cap, which was 2.99 for our district. It equates to approximately $8.50 per household on the average assessment house in our area. We are proposing a bus prop of approximately $2 million, which includes 24 vehicles in the fleet. We have the largest fleet in New York State that's self-owned and operated. We have proposed to the voters separately for the budget and then for the bus prop.
Java says the state will reimburse the district about 52% of the bus cost.
We will be left to pay the remainder, but in 5 installments starting the 13-14 budget. So we have 5 years to pay starting next year at $199,000. The budget that we have proposed to voters, I call the miracle budget. And the reason why I say that is because we were able to keep all of our programs that are into this year's budget without having to cut anything.
Other districts are not so lucky. Many plan to make cuts to both teaching and non-teaching positions. Others will cut sports programs and extracurricular activities. Lori Java explains she knows all too well that families are having a rough time in these recessionary times, but she hopes voters will pass the proposition.
It's hard, but it's something we have to say to ourselves. We had it. We need to give it. Public schools, you know, education is a part of this. Do I think things need to be changed in the government? Yeah, I do. I mean, we all have to lobby. We have to try to ask, you know, unfreeze some of our state aid. State aid's been, you know, we've lost state aid for 2 consecutive years. Over $6 million each year just to our school district. This year, though, I see that there's some money freeing up from the state. This is the first year that they unfroze some of our foundation aid from 2008 and 09 that we've been frozen, and they've given us an extra 1%.
Other bus propositions range from $155,000 in Highland Central School District, where voters are being asked to approve a 5.12% tax levy increase by a 60% margin, to over $900,000 in Arlington Central School District, where Assistant Superintendent for Business Robin Zimmerman says the district is trying to be efficient in the way it spends its dollars, trying to strike a balance between what families can afford and what the school district needs.
Well, we tried to develop a budget. Our theme for this year was conserving today for protecting tomorrow. We were working under the confines of the tax cap. Our budget-to-budget increase is the lowest that it's been in several years, with an increase of 1.58%. And our tax levy increase is a little below 2%. We worked with the framework of right-sizing to match our current enrollment. We had several retirees that helped with those reductions this year, so we were able to absorb those reductions in our existing workforce. Additionally, we'll have a bus proposition that will go before the voters, which consists of 18 buses and other school vehicles for a total cost of about $913,000.
Hyde Park voters are being asked to approve just over $520,000 to purchase 5 buses. Poughkeepsie City School District voters are being asked to approve $100,000 so that all kindergarten students can be bused. In the Hudson Valley, I'm Dave Lucas, WAMC News.